You are tuned to Valley Voices on KDNK Community Radio. My name is Gavin Dahl, the news director here at KDNK, and I'm very pleased to be joined live in the studio right now by candidate for United States Senate for the Green Party, Aaron Menconi. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Gavin.
So it's a pretty exciting time for the progressive political scene because people have started to understand the difference between the Democratic Party establishment and the base on the left more than ever this year. But I think that one of the things that you've been saying is that Colorado voters who are backing Democrats are maybe missing some key facts. And I want to ask you to start by talking about what you've learned in running for office at the national level here in Colorado.
Sure. First, I'd start off by thank you for having me on the show, because almost nobody is having me on the show or third-party candidates. And I was a two-term Eagle County commissioner between 2001 and 2009. I have a master's in business administration. I ran a national charity called SOS Outreach, where 40,000 underprivileged kids went through for 20 years. And I ran a for-profit business. I campaigned for Senator Michael Bennett, who I'm running against, the Democrat. I campaigned for Barack Obama. Up until January, I was a Democrat. And what I've learned in this election is that the oligarchy is alive and well, right up until today. I've interviewed Daniel Ellsberg. I've stayed at his home for 10 days. I've worked with all the whistleblowers that have been indicted by President Barack Obama, who's indicted more whistleblowers than anyone in history. And what I'm watching is this sort of almost blackout of voices that are talking about the truth. An example would be how WikiLeaks is not being talked about, because 80% of the media is owned by 8 corporations. We have about 1,500 corporations that are buying our legislators. And so in a state like Colorado, we're bought and sold by oil and gas companies. So Michael Bennett and Frackenlooper and Congressperson Perlmutter and Polis and DeGette aren't coming out against fracking. They're not coming out in favor of Amendment 69, Universal Health Care, Colorado Cares. They're not coming out hard against Raise the Bar, Amendment 71, that has to be stopped. Gail Schwartz is in favor, and Michael Bennett is in favor of the Jordan Cove pipeline. Well, today, there's thousands of militarized police at Standing Rock trying to arrest thousands of protesters from a pipeline, and we have Democratic elected officials and those running for office promoting fracking and promoting the pipelines. This is just some of it, but you know, people understand that they're being lied to. People understand that the banking system is rigged. It's not rigged, actually. It's fixed. It's working perfectly. And it's the same thing that's going on with endless wars, with global warming, or what I call environmental destruction, racial injustice, and the inequality gap.
So you really started to break through the media kind of lockdown on third parties in this state when a bunch of your supporters protested at the first televised debate, the only televised debate for U.S. Senate. What happened? Take us back to that, because they basically invited a TV station in Denver, invited the Democrat and the Republican who are running for U.S. Senate, but not the rest of the candidates.
Right. And they'll hide behind the fact that we didn't poll at 10% in the polling. But I sent Brandon Ritterman and the other reporter, or repeater, as I call them, what is really going on with the polling in Colorado. They're polling people who have hard lines. They're polling people not asking about myself or Lily Tang Williams, who is the Libertarian candidate. They're not polling people under 34 years of age. They're not giving us radio station time and television time. I've been trying to get out to 90 news outlets for the past year. I've been sending requests. I've been sending stories, and I can't even get the Aspen newspapers to print my letters to the editor, because one of the papers has said, our policy is that we'll only allow one letter to the editor during every campaign season. I'm running for U.S. Senate with the same amount of credentials, if not more, than Daryl Glenn, who's running for the Republican Party, and I can't get heard in my own community that I live in and that I have worked both in the charity world and the nonprofit and the government world. So we went and we protested this debate. We pounded on the windows with 25 of us shouting things like the media is bought, Nine News is bought, Michael Bennett is bought, Daryl Glenn says all lives matter, but we say black lives matter. When all lives matter, black lives matter. And we droned out much of what was being said in this debate. And funny enough, we got heard and we got more views on alt media and on their websites than their own debate did, because they're not talking about anything. They were asking stupid questions for an hour. They asked one question on fracking. Would either of you be in favor of local communities setting moratoriums against fracking? And they both said no, one word answer, and then they moved on to everything else. This is how serious this is. Global warming, I'm fighting for my 10 and 11-year-old. I got into this race because I don't have hope. I have kids. And people under 30 are being lied to, and the baby boomer generation who created all of the problems think that the millennials are supposed to be the ones that fix it. That is so unbelievably condescending. So someone like me, who's been with Dianne Feinstein, who's been with Nancy Pelosi in the private parties in Aspen at Michael Eisner's house, who's been at Tom Strickland's house with Bill Clinton, and have seen all of the dog and pony $10,000 dinners, is saying to the millennials and the next generation, you're being lied to. They don't care if there's global warming. When the DNC, it's been proven that they rigged an election against Bernie, that they're in favor of fracking, that they're in favor of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and they're just going to take over, and Hillary Clinton is going to give us endless wars and global warming. They're going to go ahead and continue supporting Israel, an apartheid state with $4 billion a year. They're going to continue bombing in seven countries. They're going to continue perfecting the drone attack. What that means is we all have blood-drenched hands, because we're supporting an oligarchy with the knowing that we have, and we have to do in the next 11 days or the next days as you're listening to this, direct actions. We have to find Michael Bennett. We have to find Perlmutter, DeGette, and Gail Schwartz, and Jared Polis, and we have to demand, if we have to lay down, get arrested. Hell, I haven't had this much fun in my life, and I've raced 100-mile mountain bike races and taught snowboarding for 8 years.
You've actually been arrested a couple times in this campaign.
Yes, I've been arrested twice in the last month, once in Hofstra, trying to open the debates. And by the way, and I was arrested in a John Kerry Senate hearing in March of 2015, standing up and saying, no more wars, stop killing innocent people, stop breeding terrorism. And I got arrested Monday on the steps in the Capitol by doing a lay down. We called it a die-in, where we put fake blood on us.
In D.C.
In D.C., and we laid down and we talked about the seven countries that were bombing. We talked about the trillion of dollars that's spent every year, the trillion dollars that Obama has also approved for rebuilding our nuclear arms, our nuclear arsenal. And, you know, 50,000 people heard about us on Real Progressive and Mint Press News.
So I want to ask you about Noam Chomsky. Recently on KD&K, we aired the episode of Alternative Radio, where David Barsamian sat down for one of his most recent interviews with Chomsky and talked to him about the election. And I think Barsamian was a little bit surprised to hear Chomsky's response, because, of course, we all know Chomsky's no fan of the Clinton dynasty. But Chomsky basically said, do the math. He wants voters in swing states to back Clinton to prevent Trump. But I feel like in Colorado, the math is pretty clear right now. Michael Bennett has a definitive lead over Daryl Glenn, yourself, the Libertarian.
15%.
And so it seems to me that...
If
you believe the polls. It seems to me that given Chomsky's arguments,
right,
that this is a race where it looks as though the Republican side of the campaign is so weak that it's not a situation where voting third party is going to... mean that, you know, you have a Republican instead of a Democrat. So I want to ask you to speak directly to people who are debating voting for Michael Bennett or yourself.
Michael Bennett took $16 million from Wall Street, from the healthcare industry, 80% of it or 70% of it is coming from outside of the state of Colorado. These guys spend 5 hours a day raising money from the crony corporatists. If you want to vote for somebody who is in favor of endless wars, won't vote against it, who is in favor of continuing global warming and continues inequality gap and racial injustice, vote for Michael Bennett. If you want third-party voices that don't take special interest money, like myself, who is in favor of universal health care, a ban on fracking, will oppose the TPP, not lie and say you're against the TPP, wants to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. I am an activist. I am a peace activist because I've been taught my whole life you stand on your core values of love and compassion, and you have courage, and you do not bomb innocent people, and you do not lie about these type of things. Michael Bennett, a nice guy, three wonderful daughters, but he is obfuscating the truth. And we need to show in a state like Colorado that voted 73% to legalize medical marijuana that I can still gain momentum in the last 11 days. Michael Bennett voted for the DARK Act. That means that he doesn't want the labeling of GMOs. And we need to do this, folks, because this story doesn't end well. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, sea levels are rising 20 to 30 feet. And that doesn't mean our golf tournaments in Florida are going to be harsh. That means that third world countries like Africa, South America, Southeast Asia, and yes, California, New York, and Florida are going to be underwater. That means they're going to move up to places like Colorado as we start to have worse and worse global warming. They're going to want to come here to higher ground. And you know what we're going to be doing? Fighting over water. And water is life. And that's what people are fighting for in Standing Rock today. And people like Gail Schwartz won't come out against Jordan Cove or fracking. Your voice is powerful. You can make a difference. We are making a difference. It's not about the lesser of two evils because you're still voting for evil. And in a state like Colorado, where Michael Bennett is ahead by 15 points, voting for a third-party candidate like me, who's neither left or right, we're radical. We're speaking about truth and justice, and that's now radical in America. And the Stasi state, the militarized state, doesn't want us talking about this. They don't want us bringing this out. The mainstream media won't let us do it. So by just simply voting for Arne Menconi, you're proving to the oligarchs that our voices are still alive.
So let me ask you about the Libertarian Party, because one of the things that's happened as you've been systematically shut out of the corporate media discussion around the U.S. Senate race in Colorado is you've had more time, FaceTime and one-on-one time in debate settings with Lily Tang Williams, your opponent from the Libertarian Party.
Right.
So we've spoken a little bit to, you've spoken a little bit to the difference between a vote for you and a vote for Bennett. Talk about what you agree with and disagree with the Libertarian in this case.
Well, first off, listeners need to know that libertarian political theory was a left theory that got hijacked by the right. You know, that theory of not having governmental intervention has gotten so twisted. I want to say that in Colorado, the libertarian candidates, both Gary Johnson and Lily Tang Williams, are twice as high, if not three times as high, as the progressives. And we need to make sure that liberal Democrats and progressive voices are heard. Gary Johnson is just plain and simple an idiot. He doesn't understand anything. He won't even talk to anyone. What Lily Tang Williams is doing is saying, I'm from China and you don't want communist China to take over America, and that's where the federal government is going now. And I keep saying, wrong, Lily. We are already taken over by corporate totalitarian state, what I call the global corporate mafia. Yes, Lily Tang Williams and I agree on foreign policy. We're not isolationists. We just think that the government's lying to us, and we're run by a military-industrial complex. Lily Tang Williams and I believe that we shouldn't be taking special interest money. Lily Tang Williams and I believe that a lot of corporate regulations are bought by the 1% in order to persuade and work for the top groups like the big banks. Lily Tang Williams and I don't believe that global warming is, I believe global warming is real and needs to be regulated. She does not believe global warming exists. I believe that we need to break up the big banks, and that regulation can help take back democracy.
So let's get into a few more specifics. We have about 10 minutes left. So talk about your, if you were in the U.S. Senate, how would you address your opposition to war?
Well, I've been doing that for 2 years because I've been in about 24 Senate hearings. I've been going to Washington, D.C. for 15 years. I've been in the revolving door of trying to talk to our U.S. senators and congresspeople. The first thing that I would do is I would pick a team of experts who could do forensics on the military budget that isn't audited. So that means I would have CPAs, because I have tried to become a specialist in the military budget and foreign policy, and I would be exposing the lies that are going on how they're spending money and how they're hiding it in cookie jars all over the budget.
And so if you were to cut funds from the military budget, what would you do with the money instead?
Well, if we had 50% of our money back, which is being spent, we would have almost $500 billion to $1 trillion every year that could go to free college, that could go to wiping out college debt, that could go to universal health care, that could start a true green economy on wind, solar, and water. So that we need an emergency jobs program, just like after World War II, in which we could put people back to work, averting the rising of of temperatures to 2 degrees Celsius. We already have the infrastructure in place to go ahead and create the global warming that Paris said that we can't do by 2050. We have to end fossil fuels, and we have to get fossil fuels out of, we got to stop taking fossil fuels out of the ground.
So another issue, you mentioned good jobs. The organizers of the minimum wage campaign in Colorado made a choice. They decided that $15 an hour was a bridge too far for Colorado voters this year, and instead gave us the amendment that we have, which would slowly get us up to $12 an hour as a minimum wage. What's your take on that approach? You call for a $15 minimum wage. Do you want voters to still support the incremental change that's on the ballot, or reject it because it's not enough?
Yes, I do, because this is how. Why? I have written and supported for $15 an hour. However, if people who are making $8.67 an hour can't afford the rising rental rates, can't pay for the rising health insurance rates, etc., if you don't believe in helping people right now, then you're lying to yourself. We got to get people help immediately. We've got to stop killing people immediately. So if you want to go ahead and be a purist and don't let perfection be the enemy of the good, vote for that amendment. I believe it's Amendment 70.
And so then what do you think about Amendment 69? Have you been surprised to see the mainstream Democrats opposed to it?
No, of course not, because all the money is coming from out of state opposing it, and all the money is going to our Democratic politicians. And I'm more than just outraged by the fact that our Democratic politicians here in our valley, I know that there's county commissioners in our valley that won't support Amendment 69 because they want to make sure that the establishment Democrats get elected. This is BS, folks. I mean, what more can elected officials do than support the things that are happening? We have the most expensive insurance rates anywhere in the country, here in the high country, and our mayors and our county commissioners won't stand up in order to allow universal health care Amendment 69 passed. That's the most important ballot initiative, the most important vote you'll make in the state of Colorado. If you had to choose between Arne Menconi or 69, please vote for Amendment 69.
Wow. And so what about raise the bar? You expressed your opposition
BS.
To it.
It's a power grab. It's a corporate power grab. Dan Gibbs, county commissioner in Summit County, and these other people who are in favor of it don't know what the heck they're talking about. Look, we don't have voices at the state level anymore. These guys are down there voting for Italian-American license plates. We need to make sure that we could still have the ability to vote to label GMOs, to raise minimum wage, for universal health care, and ban fracking. And that ballot is on the ballot right now. That referendum is on the ballot right now to stop people's voices.
I mean, Amendment 71, critics like yourself have said that this is going to mean in the future you can't get on the ballot without millions of dollars.
Right. And the way to oppose it is a rigged way of opposing it too.
Well, so we literally only have 4 minutes left. I think a really important topic that you've mentioned a couple times here today that a lot of people don't know enough about is Jordan Cove. And we know, of course, that Congressman Tipton is one of the biggest proponents for this. In fact, some of his backers have written legislation that he's introduced and pretended it was his own. He got caught doing that.
Right.
Gail Schwartz, his opponent, the Democrat, she also says she's in favor of Jordan Cove. So let's talk for the last 2 minutes we have. Let's talk about what exactly happens if Jordan Cove if it goes forward.
Well, it's saying that Michael Bennett was in favor for the Keystone Pipeline. It means that pipelines and trying to continue fracking, which is methane gas, will continue disturbing our water supply and our air supply. It means that there will be fracking closer to your homes, closer to your schools, closer to your hospitals. And what you point out here is Congressman Tippin, he is bad, but what the Democrats are doing is waiting for something like this to pass and then expecting progressives to do what they're doing at Standing Rock and going out and trying to shut it down. They think that we're going to go out there and then they'll come out at some other time and say, oh, we're against it. You know, what I don't like about progressives in the Roaring Fork is that they're in favor of Gail Schwartz and Michael Bennett because they're against the use of public lands that are right here in our backyard from being able to be fracked. But they're fine if it happens everywhere else. So if you want to have that NIMBY environmentalist attitude because it's not in your backyard, but it's having everywhere else, guess what? It's going to come into your backyard, and it is in your backyard right now.
One of the other reasons that people are opposed to Jordan Cove from an environmental perspective, but also from an economic perspective, is that the whole idea is to export these fuels from Garfield County out to the Pacific Ocean and then abroad.
Yes, to China and Japan.
And one of the things that...
It's not an economic deal. They're saying it'll give jobs to the Western Slope. Look, the reason we're using fracking works when oil is at $90 a barrel, and now it's somewhere, it keeps changing, but $40 to $50 a barrel. What this is doing is the oil and gas money gives money to the politicians, and the politicians look the other way. You think the politicians are looking at the science about this kind of stuff? Science is coming out and saying fracking is bad for us. And then what Gavin's trying to point out here is that, does it really make financial and economic sense to be exporting methane gas across the Pacific Ocean over into another country that wants that when we don't need it here in our country because we're taking oil from Canada and other places and doing whatever we can almost illegally? That's why I call it the global corporate mafia. These multinational corporations don't need sovereign borders anymore. They just need to own the governments.
Well, we have 1 minute left. My last point about Jordan Cove was that when it was initially sold to us as a bridge fuel, the idea was that fracking would be something we could do here for domestic security. But as soon as you start to export it, the price will go up. That's why they want to do it. They want to drive prices up. And then that undermines their whole argument that it's this a cheap fuel that we have here.
This is a very important point. I didn't realize this. This makes perfect sense. Jack it up by getting it out, making it more, the demand goes up, the supply is more is less, and that means when we do need it for domestic use, it costs more.
Exactly. So we have 30 seconds left here, Arn. Last chance for you to speak directly to listeners about what you want them to do with their ballots.
Here's what I want you to do with your ballots. You probably already voted if you're a listener to this station, but I want you to go out and vote for Arn Menkone. I want you to vote for Jill Stein, the others we talked about. I'm doing a direct action next week, November 1st, with Michael Bennett down in Colorado Springs. Anytime that there's a politician who's running for office who's lying, we want to go and we want our voices heard. Please believe that your voices are making a difference. ArnMenkone.com.
Thanks for sitting down with us today.